As the ramifications of this latest test echo around the world, questions are being asked about how the US will respond. Joshua Pollock is from the Middlebury Institute of International Studies and the editor of the Non-Proliferation Review. He told Flint Duxfield that it is very likely the North Korean government's latest test was indeed a hydrogen bomb, and that puts the US in a difficult position.
Yes, there are basically two possibilities. One is that they would have a nuclear device using small amounts of fusion to supplement the nuclear fission. And the other is that they would go for a full-scale hydrogen bomb. The latter is far more efficient. What the North Koreans are trying to achieve here is greater credibility for their capabilities. The higher yield of this test certainly makes a statement. And again, I think it's reasonable to believe that it was a hydrogen bomb.
When he was asked whether this meant the US would attack North Korea, the US president said, "We'll see." What do you make of those comments?
He's out of ideas and out of options. We're not going to attack the North Koreans. They have the bomb. Why would we attack them? That's why they got the bomb. The time to attack them, if anyone was ever going to do that, is before they get the bomb, which is a long time ago now. They tested their first nuclear device in 2006. That's 11 years ago. He's not committing to anything because he doesn't want to look impotent, but it's a frustrating situation for anyone. No one has any obvious answers or way out of this problem.
So even a nuclear attack by the U.S. wouldn't rule out the North Koreans responding with a nuclear attack?
I'm sure they would do their best, and I would not have any confidence that a nuclear first strike would prevent them from retaliating. They are fully aware of this circumstance and have warned us not to try it because they're ready to respond. And I believe them. Why wouldn't they be? They've invested so much in this. Why would they neglect to do the obvious things like disperse some of their warheads? Furthermore, nuclear warheads are not their only means of retaliation. They have the ability to strike Seoul extensively. There is a great deal to lose from trying anything like a preemptive strike to set aside the utter immorality of an unprovoked attack with nuclear weapons that would kill untold people and cause untold suffering.
Do you see any military options open to the US at the moment then?
If North Korea attacks South Korea, we have many options. But we're not about to purposefully start a war. And there's really very little we can do to gain advantage from our military superiority.
North Korea doesn't seem to be fazed by any of the tough talk coming out of Washington. Is there anything which might convince Kim Jong-un to de-escalate?
Yes. Kim Jong-un is looking for a change in American policy. They talk about the end of the American hostile policy. And when they give concrete examples of what that means, they include things like ending sanctions, ending hostile rhetoric and denunciations of the regime on human rights grounds, ending military exercises that are held on an annual basis between the United States and South Korea. So they want to see an end to those sorts of things, and I am fairly confident that if they did see an end to them, they would be willing to trade away a certain level of activity.
At the same time, though, what the US has been talking about is increasing sanctions by stopping trade with any country which does business with North Korea, which would also include China. What effect would that have?
It's not worth getting into what effect that have, because that won't happen. China right now is responsible for an estimated 90% of North Korea's foreign trade. Is the United States really going to cut off all trade with China? I just cannot imagine. I know that the president would like to impose tariffs against China. He's threatened that on the campaign trail. He comes back at that again and again, but does he really want to stop exporting to China? That would be the economic equivalent of a nuclear war. What it would do to the American economy is hard to fathom. I don't think he could pull that one off, and I think he's just tweeting. And you have to, at some point, distinguish between what is a realistic option and what's not.
Joshua Pollock from the Middlebury Institute of International Studies speaking with Flint Duxfield.